Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the second day of the Marks and Reese Show. More importantly, it's the second day of the Eagles-Cowboys pregame show here on 94 WIP. Johnny Marks along with Ike Juice. What's up, Ike?
I like that. Ike Juice. What's up, Joe?
We didn't play it yesterday.
We did not. We didn't get any in yesterday?
Let's get one in very early in the show. So we don't.
Oh, yeah. Let's get it started.
Let's
Ike
do it.
Juice. Let's go.
Let's do it.
I'm surprised we didn't have one for John yesterday.
Everything was like, you know when, like, let me give you an example. When you first came into the league, everything was a lot faster
sure.
for you than your 3 years in or whatever. Yeah. Like, that's how it was for me yesterday. Like, everything was moving all over the place. I didn't know my break times. I was scattered. So today, I promise, a much more organized effort
right.
for me. Like,
a little more relaxed. Game then slowed down for you?
But yes. Yeah. I'm seeing everything now much clearer. But here's what it's not going to change from yesterday. I'm pumped up for this game. And I'm ready to go, and I'm in my Dallas. You know what I am today? I'm in the Dallas sucks mode.
Uh-oh.
Yesterday, we talked to Dallas fans. Well, excuse me, we talked to Philadelphia Cowboy fans, right?
Yeah.
If you're gonna call in today as a Philadelphia Cowboy fan, don't expect me to be nice because I have the gloves off. This is game mode right now, like, and this is there it is. Dallas sucks. And this is really like you can look at this game and be like, well. If they lose this game to the Cowboys are still done, and the Eagles they're still won the NFC East. But this is a really important game for the Eagles because this isn't about making the playoffs anymore or winning 10, 11 games. It's about winning the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
bottom line. And right now where they sit, they can't afford to lose games at this point.
Yeah, I mean, when you look around the conference, they just don't have much wiggle room. I think, the season is sort of gone in phases, and I think we've gone past the phase of, can we believe what we're seeing out there on the field? How good is the team?
Yeah.
How far can they go, or how good can they be? Have you beaten a good team? You beat a good team on the road. They passed all these different tests. And
yeah.
we feel like the NFC East is pretty much wrapped up. I mean, it would take a major collapse from the Eagles to not win the NFC East.
Historic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? If they don't get a bye in the first round, it wouldn't be historic because there are a couple losses.
Right.
And they could be in trouble.
Which brings me to the next phase of where we are with this Eagles team. It's not about who's better than the Eagles. It's more or less how good can the Eagles be and what do they need to do to become that. And we all feel like this is a Super Bowl caliber team. This year, we didn't feel that way coming into the season. Even I'll admit that.
Super Bowl, no.
I picked them to be 11-5 and win this division, but I didn't see them really as a Super Bowl contending team. Based on the way the years played out, the teams that are there at this point, you are what your record says you are. They are a Super Bowl contending team. So now the next important thing becomes Johnny Marks' home field advantage. Because here's where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
I 100% believe, doesn't mean it's 100% going to happen, but I 100% believe we get home field advantage. We're going to the Super Bowl. Nobody's coming in this city and beating us in the conference championship game. I know I was a part of it. I know what happened in the past, but that's in the past. This is a new era of Eagles football. So I don't believe anyone in this conference this year is coming in here and beating us. On the other hand, can't necessarily say I'm that confident that we'll make it to the Super Bowl if we don't have home field advantage.
That's a great point.
Saints.
Tough place to go down and play. Yep.
Vikings. I think that's a team we've overlooked all year long because of who the quarterback is. We overlook them.
Yeah, I keep giving them a lack of respect. They just keep winning
yeah.
games.
They just keep winning games. And they play the Rams this week. By the way, whoever wins that game will be 8-2.
Yeah, where did the Rams come from? I mean, they and you talk about a team that could be dangerous. Eagles play them coming up.
Yep.
That's not a shoo-in win out there.
No. And while I think the Vikings are going to beat the Rams this weekend, that puts the Rams at 8-2. You don't get a chance to play the Rams. I mean, not the Rams, the Vikings.
Right.
You don't get a chance to play the Vikings.
You can't correct something that happened.
Exactly.
Yep.
So that's why Sunday's game is that much more important. Hey, yeah, cherry on top is the Cowboys, and we need to put them out of their misery in their season. But more importantly, we got to stay ahead of the pack. Home field advantage.
It's a great point.
We got to stay ahead of the pack.
If they end up finishing, let me just do hypothetical for a second. If they end up finishing with the second best record, and they have a bye, but they don't have full home field advantage, if you get lucky, you could still end up hosting that. The top seed
right.
could end up losing, and
sure.
then you end up hosting the NFC Championship game. But you don't want to put it in anybody else's hands, Ike.
Control what you can control. You're out front right now. Your schedule isn't that daunting. Now, the toughest part of the schedule, as we see here and look at it right now on its face, is the two-week stretch out there in Seattle and L.A.
Home to the Giants, which is not going to be an easy game
right.
after that swing right there.
So you got to take care of business.
Where it's away at the Giants.
You got to take care of business this week, next week, stay in front of those teams. And that's the way I'm looking at it, man. I believe this is a year that we need to seize upon and get the ring this year. This is a year. Every year isn't going to set up for you this way. Aaron Rodgers isn't going to miss next year.
It's setting up. You're right.
Yes. This is the year that you can do it. This is the year you can do it.
Wow. You know what you just did? You just set expectations for me that made me nervous, that gave me a little bit of butterflies. You set expectations. You just laid it out to where you're like, you know what? You're right. Right? The Eagles can't. A loss on Sunday, and this is why, and I'm just going to give my prediction right up the jump street. You can't afford to lose a game to the Cowboys because they're inferior right now with their roster and what's going on. They don't have their left tackle. They don't have their running back. And everything, it's not going right for them this year, right? You cannot afford to lose a game like this because then, yeah, you're home against the Bears, and we'll give them a W already for that game, right? But then you're gone for three games. And two of those three games are going to be tough, at least on paper.
Yep.
Right? You can't afford to lose a game and then get on a little bit of a roll and you lose a couple more games. You could go from one seed to three seed. Like that. And if you're the three seed, now the expectations have changed to where you're not going to be favored to win that championship game.
I agree. Oh, and by the way, you got the Raiders and the Cowboys to close out the season at home.
Yeah, which isn't easy.
And the Raiders could be a team that's still clinging to playoff hopes.
Yeah, you're right. The expectation right now is that you need to, whether you lose two games, three games, or whatever, you need to stay ahead of the pack. And the pack is right on your heels. Yep. 888-729-9494, 888-729-9494. It is the Marks and Reese pregame show, day two. We have Eagles tickets again today against the Bears, 4:45 and 5:45. Jason Taylor is coming up at 3 o'clock, Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer, Jason Taylor.
Smooth Jason Taylor.
Yeah.
I was always a big Jason Taylor fan.
You know his sister is, right?
I should, right?
You ever watch Undisputed? Skip and Shannon?
No.
You never seen that show?
No. I don't even know what station Fox Sports 1 is.
8:57.
She's
the host in the middle.
What's her name?
Joy.
Oh, no, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, that's his sister.
Oh, all right. Mm. Yeah, she's, and I'm a big Ben Simmons sister fan these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like her. Joy's pretty nice, too.
I think Joy's a little more sane.
I have to. No doubt about that.
You and I, yeah.
No doubt about that. So, and then at your former teammate at 3:35, we go from one Taylor to another, Bobby Taylor.
The smoothest.
But Bobby Taylor is one of my guys because when I think about just like vitriolic Dallas hate, that was the era. And the Eagles drafted Bobby Taylor out of Notre Dame in the second round specifically to blanket Michael Irvin.
Yep.
Big, tall, not a great tackler, but a guy that's going to cover and get in his face. And he did a very good job against Michael Irvin. And he was a part of a lot of the,
oh, yeah.
Bobby Taylor won a lot of games here in Philadelphia.
Came here in 95.
Drafted in the second round, yeah. 1995. He was with you through, when did he leave? After
03.
03.
After the Carolina game, Carolina
and then,
championship.
And then Lito and,
yeah.
Well, and
they,
Sheldon
they
came.
Were here.
They became the starters.
Yeah.
Huh. I was always a big Bobby Taylor fan. So we'll rehash some of his memories.
So was I.
He was a big part. What did you guys think about them leaving?
One of my big brothers.
What did you guys think when they left that year? When they left after 03, because Troy and Bobby left.
Yeah, they left the same year. It was tough. It was, you know what the thing was? We felt like they had sort of groomed us well enough that now we could become the leaders of the team. Like, we talk about Dawk and how great of a leader Brian was. Well, a lot of that leadership early in his career was just basically do as I say, do what you see me do.
Right.
In other words, not do what I say, do what I do. I'm going to lead by example.
Sure.
As opposed to being a vocal leader. He wasn't yet a vocal leader. And the vocal leaders on that team were the Troys and the Bobbies and guys like that, Deuce Staley. All those guys left in the same year. Deuce, Bobby, and Troy all left after after that game. And so those guys leaving really turned the team over to us. And Jeremiah was already gone. Hugh Douglas was gone. So when those guys left, it became sort of the next wave's team.
Right.
And that really was probably Donovan's first year as being the leader of the team, especially on that side of the ball.
The guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
Because before then, Troy was pretty much the de facto leader
sure.
of the team.
Well, yeah. it's a great point because you just talked about it. Like, right now, the Eagles are this phase of the team. In 3 years, there's going to be new guys.
Yes.
There's going to be new leaders.
Malcolm Jenkins won't be here.
No, on both sides of the
like
ball.
That, yeah, guys like Jason Kelce, Jason Peters, those guys won't be here in 3 years.
The running backs probably won't be here.
No.
Maybe. The wide receivers, a bunch of them won't be here. The linemen, a bunch of them won't be
no.
here. On both sides of the
it
ball.
It changes, man. It changes.
That's the thing about football.
It changes.
It changes
now,
quick.
Now, the great ones will be here. Fletcher Cox.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys like that, they'll be here because the great players, they stick around. So they get to see a couple different cycles. But you really only have a window with certain guys.
Windows right now.
Yeah, and the window is right now.
That's why this game's so big
yep.
on Sunday. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Our Twitter question. Do I read the Twitter question right off the bat?
Yeah, read it. Why not?
I can do it. Twitter question of the day brought to you by Rosenbaum & Associates. If you're injured in an accident, remember Rosenbaum. Can the Eagles make the Super Bowl without home field advantage? Yes or no? There's no in between. There's no, yeah, well, they can. Mm-hmm. It's yes or no. And you vote on that by going to our Twitter, at Marks Reese, WIP. We invite you to call in on that exact subject and the Dallas hate needs to be heard
yeah.
today.
And my vote is out there. No.
They can't.
I don't think they can.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.